すみません、あ、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう、こんばんは、こんにちは。
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Kat here. Welcome to Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 10. I love learning Japanese too. Thanks for being here with us again.
Kat-san, please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, you will learn about two very important Japanese particles, mo and kara.
Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
This conversation takes place at home. Kent is on the phone with his father. Madoka's mother answers the phone and then hands it to Kent, who speaks with his father.
What's the formality level of the conversation?
Madoka's mother speaks politely to Kent's father on the phone, and then after that, Kent and his father speak informally on the phone. Now, if you're listening on an iPod,
or an iTouch or iPhone,
click on the center button of the iPod or tap the screen on an iTouch or iPhone to see the notes for this lesson while you listen.
Read along while you listen.
This technique will help you remember faster. Okay, so let's listen to the conversation.
はい、赤木です。あら、こんばんは。元気ですか？ええ、ケント君も元気ですよ。はーい。ケント君？ケント君！お父さんから電話。
あ、もしもし。うん、元気。お父さんは？お母さんも元気？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
はい、赤木です。あら、こんばんは。元気ですか？ええ、ケントくんも元気ですよ。はーい。ケントくん、ケントくん、お父さんから電話。
あ、もしもし。うん、元気。お父さんは？ふーん。お母さんも元気？
今度は英語が入ります。
はい、赤木です。
Hello, this is the Akagi residence.
あら、こんばんは。元気ですか？
Oh, hello. How are you?
ええ、ケント君も元気ですよ。
Yes, Ken's also doing fine.
はい。
Alright.
ケント君？ケント君！お父さんから電話！
Kent, Kent, it's your father on the phone.
あ、もしもし。
Oh, hello?
うん、元気。
Yeah, I'm fine.
お父さんは？
How are you, Dad?
お母さんも元気？
Is mom good too? Also, Kent got a phone call from his dad.
そうですね。He must be pretty happy.
I wonder if he's homesick at all.
Ah, it's hard to tell. It sounds like he's having a lot of fun in Japan though. By the way, do you call your family back home a lot?
My mom and dad may actually be listening, so I'm going to be honest and say not as much as I should, but I'm going to blame the 9-hour time difference.
So, what's the cheapest way to call Scotland?
I use Skype like most people, I think. It's really cheap.
Skype?
Yeah, I think it's less than 1 yen a minute. It's really cheap. Naomi-sensei, do you call your parents often? よくご両親に電話しますか?
Not very often, mm-hmm. but only when I have a favor for them.
That is so terrible. Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
電話
Telephone.
電話 電話
Okay, and next?
元気
Well, fine, energy, health.
元気 元気
Okay, next?
お父さん
Father.
お父さん
Okay, and next?
こんばんは
Good evening.
こんばんは こんばんは
Okay, next?
もしもし
Hello, on the telephone.
もしもし もしもし
Okay, so now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is もしもし
Hello, used when answering the phone.
In the dialogue, Kent said, もしもし? When Madoka's mother handed him the phone.
And can the person calling also say もしもし?
Sure. They could say もしもし and then give their name, like もしもし, Naomi desu.
We mentioned that you can use this on the phone, but there are other situations in which you can use it, aren't there?
Ah, good point.
Like if you're trying to get someone's attention and they aren't paying attention or are spacing out, you could say, もしもし, it's kind of like, hello, anybody home? Earth to so-and-so.
Right, can you hear me? Hello, like that.
Our next vocabulary word is actually related to もしもし.
電話.
Phone or phone call.
It's important to remember that it refers to both.
Yes, 電話 is the actual phone machine itself and a phone call.
In the dialogue, Madoka's mother said, お父さんから電話.
It's your father on the phone, or literally, it's a phone call from your father.
Remember that お父さん means father. We will go into the particle から in the grammar section, so stay tuned for that.
Alright, and the last word we'll go over is
元気.
Energetic, fine, well.
I'm sure a lot of listeners already know this from the phrase 元気ですか?
Which literally means, are you well? But is used just like, how are you, in English.
When Kent was on the phone, he said, うん、元気.
Yeah, I'm fine.
So we can assume his father asked him, 元気?
How are you? Now, we learned this a couple of lessons ago, but do you remember how to say you're not fine?
元気じゃない.
Oh, no. Remember that 元気 is a na adjective, so you can simply add じゃない to make it negative.
But if you say 元気じゃない, it sounds like something is really long though, so be careful.
Yes, definitely. Okay, in this lesson, we'll look at two really important particles in Japanese, mo and kara. Let's first start out with the particle mo, which means to or also. In one of the very first lessons, we learned the A wa B structure, which means A is B. This mo can replace the wa, so you get A mo B, which means A is also B.
This is best explained with some examples.
Let's get into those. First, pretend that there are two liquid-filled glasses in front of you. Naomi-sensei, how would you say this is water?
Well, water is 水. So that would be これは水.
This is water. Now, we have one more glass which is also filled with water. How would we say this is also water?
Use the particle も and これも水.
This is also water. So, mo replaces wa. Kore mo mizu. Sounds good. How about another example?
Let's pretend I go to school right now. I'm a student. Student is 学生. So, the sentence would be 私は学生.
I'm a student. I want to say I'm also a student, so replace wa with mo. 私も学生. I'm a student too.
Right.
Let's check how it was used in the conversation. On the phone, Kent said to his father,
Genki. Yeah, I'm fine. お父さんは? How about you, Dad?
He asked his dad if he was fine, and now he wants to ask if his mom is also fine.
お母さんも元気?
And how about mom? Or literally, is mom okay too? Okay, now let's move on to the next particle, から. から means from, and it comes after the noun you're talking about. This is the opposite way round from English, so please be careful.
Let's look at the sentence from the dialogue. Madoka's mother said, お父さんから電話.
It's a phone call from your father. Let's break this down.
お父さん.
Father.
から.
From.
電話.
Phone call.
お父さんから電話.
Father, from, phone call. In natural English, a phone call from your father.
See how the older is different from English?
That's right. Now let's try some other examples. You can use a place name.
日本から.
From Japan.
スコットランドから.
From Scotland. You can also talk about a point in time.
Right. How about 今日から.
From today, meaning starting today.
明日から.
From tomorrow, meaning starting tomorrow. And of course, like we saw earlier, you can use it with people.
Right. 友達 is friend. So, 友達から would be?
From a friend.
That was a lot of examples.
Yeah, has the rule sunk in yet? Maybe.
How about we end this lesson with a little quiz?
That sounds good. We'll give you a phrase in English that we want you to translate into Japanese using what you've learned today. Here's the situation.
Your friend tells you, 英語は難しい.
English is hard.
You want to say Japanese is also hard.
Remember that Japanese is 日本語. Can we hear what the friend said one more time?
Sure. 英語は難しい.
And the answer is?
日本語も難しい.
日本語, Japanese, particle 日本語, も meaning also, and 難しい meaning hard or difficult.
So how did you do? Did you get the right answer?
We hope you enjoyed this lesson. Now don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the lesson notes.
It has a conversation transcript,
vocab, sample sentences, a grammar explanation,
and a cultural insight section.
Seeing the Japanese
really helps you remember faster.
But don't take our word for it. Please have a look for yourself.
And let us know what you think.
Okay, well that's all the time we have for this lesson.
Until next time.
Bye everyone.
じゃあまた。
はい。赤木です。あら、こんばんは。元気ですか？ええ、ケント君も元気ですよ。はーい。ケント君？ケント君！お父さんから電話。
あ、もしもし。うん、元気。お父さんは？お母さんも元気？